this week. This week is a double parsha. We read combined parshiyos of Nitzavim and Vayela. So at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yutet, the next to the last pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah tells us something that, if we think about it for a moment, seems to be very strange. Haidosi v'chem ayom es ha-shamayim v'sa'aret, ha-chayim v'ha-mavet masati lifanecha ha-bracha v'ha-klala. I've given to you chayim and mavet, life and death, bracha, klala, blessing and curse, v'chayta v'chayim, l'man t'chiyat ha-v'zarecha. And you should choose life, in order that you and your descendants should live. Makes perfect sense. So why does the Torah have to tell us that? The Torah has to tell us to choose life. Does the Torah think we're suicidal? That we might purposely choose death? I have two foods I'm offering you. And I tell you, listen, this one is delicious, it's healthy, it's nutritious, it's good for you. This one is pure poison. You eat it, you're going to die. Now I want to make sure you should choose the one that's nutritious, don't choose the poison. It's obvious for every bar das, that you should choose life. Why does the Torah have to come along and tell us and warn us and advise us to v'charta v'chayim? And the answer is, because we don't always choose chayim. Sometimes we choose the alternative. And not because we're deliberately suicidal. Because we don't know what chayim is always all about. Sometimes we confuse pleasure with chayim. Sometimes we confuse making a living with making a life. And much too often, we simply have no real understanding of what chayim means. In that context, I want to tell you a story. It's a 700-year-old story. In certain ways, maybe very telling. In the 13th century, arguably the leader of Ashkenazic Jewry is the Maharami Rutenberg. The Maharam was best known not only for his Shalos and Tshuvos and for Piskei Halacha, quoted in his name, for being the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai. But then, towards the end of his life, the Maharam was imprisoned by the Emperor Rudolf of Habsburg, I think. And the Emperor held the Maharam in prison because he wanted the Jews to pay a huge ransom sum to free him. In this way, the Emperor would be able to enrich himself in his treasury. And the Jewish community was willing to pay the ransom. But the Maharam told them that it's awesome for them. The Mishnah Gittin says, "Ein potem es hashmuyin yisrael kadei demeyam." You're not allowed to overpay to redeem captives. And he said, "You can't do this. You pay the ransom, he'll free me, and next time he'll arrest some other leader, and again he'll demand ransom, and more, you can't give in. Because the Maharam refused to allow them to pay the ransom, the Maharam spent many years in prison and died there. But the emperor wasn't satisfied, and he refused to release the body. And I think it was close to 14 years that the body of the Maharam languished in some prison in Germany. Until finally, one person by the name of Alexander went and started negotiating and paid a huge sum of money and ransomed the Maharam's body. The idea being that the emperor realized that even at this stage, demanding a ransom wouldn't pay. Many, many, many years have passed, decades. The Maharam's body was ransomed. He was buried. And the very next day, this Alexander, who had paid the ransom sum, died. And it was the talk of the town. What a coincidence. The very day after he ransomed the Maharam's body, he should suddenly die. And a few days later, Alexander appeared in a dream to a good friend of his. And in the dream he told him the following story. The night after he buried the Maharam, the Maharam appeared to him in a dream, to this Alexander. And he thanked him for finally ransoming his body and allowing him to be brought to Kruas Yisrael. And he said, as a reward from Shemayim, he was authorized to give him a choice. He could either have great wealth for him and his descendants for many generations, or he could immediately have Olam Haba, but his chelak in Olam Haba would be together with the Maharam. He would be in what was known as the Maharam's Mechitzato, the chelak b'Olam Haba, in his area. Alexander said in the dream to his friend, I immediately chose the second choice. And that's why the very next day, he died. So let me ask you, what did Alexander do? At first glance, we might say to ourselves, Alexander chose death. But Alexander would tell you otherwise. He would tell you that he was Mekayim the Tivui in this pasuk, Vacharta Vachayim. Because that's the ultimate Chayim. It's very nice to have wealth. But that's not the ultimate Chayim. When we have a choice of a Chayim, Vahamavis, a Bracha, Vahaklava, what greater Bracha is there? And to be in Olam Haba with the Maharam. And that's why the Torah has to tell us about Chayim v'Chayim. Because we don't always realize what Chayim is about. We are often faced, in many cases daily, but certainly throughout our lifetime, with choices that we have to make. And the choices are not always so radical as the Maharam offered that Alexander in the dream. But they are choices nevertheless. And much too often, we don't choose correctly. Many years ago, not as many years ago as the Maharam, but nevertheless from your perspective many years ago, I once heard from Ravar Lichtenstein Shlita, that if he could add one al-chais to
to the list of vidui.
Ashkenazim, I know it to say on Yom Kippur. You know, we have a list of al-chets that follow the alphabet, two al-chets for each letter. If he could add just one more, it would be sha'al-chet shal-i-seder adifiyot. So the chet of not having a proper set of priorities, of making decisions in life on important things and things that we think that are important, but they're not really the ultimate importance. We choose A because we think it's important, but B is more of a priority, and we ignore it. And how many things do we do in life that later maybe we regret, we have a little bit more wisdom, and look back and say, why did I choose that? What motivated me? What was I thinking? Didn't I realize that the alternative was so much more important? Sometimes it's little things. Sometimes it's much bigger things. Baruch Hashem, you're very young. I know you guys think that you're old. You're mature, but you're very young. And you still have the ability to make crucial choices in life. It's not behind you, in front. So you have to keep in mind how we're supposed to choose. V'charta b'chayi. You have to make sure that you choose that which is really life. That which is really the bracha. That which is really important. That which is really a priority. It's not so simple. Don't confuse chayim with convenience. Don't confuse chayim with pleasure. Don't confuse chayim with making a living. Don't confuse chayim with what's easy. Don't confuse chayim with what other people tell you necessarily. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it. V'charta b'chayi. There's an additional lesson to be learned from the fact that the Torah tells us v'charta b'chayi. The pasuk says v'charta b'chayi. The Bali Musa points out based something Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. We're approaching the Yom Noraim. It's time to do Tshuva. It's always time to do Tshuva, but it's real. It's really time to do Tshuva. And we start thinking about it. So much tshuva to be done. And there's so little time to do it. How can I start changing everything? Everything that needs to be changed, everything that needs to be refined, everything that needs to be improved. How can I do it all? Such a short period of time. 3 weeks from tonight, it's Kol Nidre. How can I do it all? The Torah says you don't have to do it all by then. The Torah says, "V'charta b'chayi." The question is what you choose. If you make the right choice, if you sincerely decide that this is what you want to do, this is the path that you want to choose in life, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, for now that's good enough. Uvacharta b'chayim. It doesn't say v'yasita t'chayim. Just making the right choice. Just uvacharta. L'man tichya t'avisarecha. And the Kodesh Baruch will grant us life.
So that's the deal.
It's the deal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us. Think about it. Make a decision. Decide what you really want to do with your life. What kind of life you want to live. You choose Chayim. You choose the life of Vacharta Vachayim. Adonai HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant you Chayim. Uvacharta Vachayim. Amantichya. Atar Zarah.